אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי.
We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, Love of God and Love of Men. You can find the text in the Kabbalah Media, that info, and send questions to Captivir Sviva Tova. The article, The Love of God and Love of Men, we're reading the title, All of Israel are Responsible for One Another. In light of the above, we can understand a perplexing saying by our sages who said, All of Israel are responsible for one another. Furthermore, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, adds that the world is judged by the majority. It follows that we are also responsible for all the nations of the world. I wonder, this seems to be something that the mind cannot tolerate. Since how can one be responsible for the sins of another whom he does not know? It is said specifically that the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin.
This means that it's not talking just about those people that received a desire to attain the Creator, like us. Just like we see now all our friends here from Europe. Eilat, Vilnius, Tiberias, Czech, Lubov, Europe. All these places all over the world. But it's talking about all of humanity. Not those who have a point in the heart, but also outside of that, even without a point in the heart. We all depend on one another. We're all influencing one another. So the title is, All of Israel are Responsible for One Another. Those who want to come to the Creator have to be in Arvut. Otherwise, they will not reach the revelation of the Creator. Because Arvut is called in such an incorporation that they would be able to reveal the Creator. You want to reveal the Creator? Please connect between you in such a way that you will become a Kli. No problem. That's how it will be. But they say that's not enough. That's just from the beginning. So that you will connect. And then you have to also bring this method to the whole world, which are not called Israel, Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, who are aimed towards this goal. They're not directed towards that. They're in the place where each and every one of them are and suffering. You need to come to them and explain to them that connection between people until the degree of Arvut is a must for everyone. Otherwise, we will not emerge from our problems. For us, the problem is that we want to attain the Creator and we can't. Meaning we need the Arvut in order to attain Him. They need Arvut. We need to explain this to them, that they need the Arvut in order to emerge from their problems. Because we are drawn forward, and they, to their corporeal life, they don't need spiritual. They just want their corporeal life. So Arvut is Arvut, on a different degree in them and in us, but there must be a connection, both in them and in us. Next.
Now we can understand the meaning of the words in utter simplicity. It is clearly impossible to keep the Torah and mitzvot if the entire nation does not participate. It turns out that each and every person has become responsible for his friend. This means that those who are reckless make those who keep the Torah remain in their filth. They cannot be corrected and come to love bestowal upon one's fellow person without the participation of the reckless. Thus, if some among the nation are sinners, they make the rest of the nation suffer.
The nation, the meaning is the group. Because if we're talking about Israel, we're talking about a group. Just like Abraham collected from all the small nations that were there in Babel. which developed from, as from those small nations developed the big nations. But we need to understand that Arvut is nevertheless not just for us. Yes.
It is written in the Midrash, Israel, one of them sins and all of them feel. Rabbi Shimon said about that, it is like people who were seated in a boat. One of them took a drill and began to drill under his seat. His friends told him, "What are you doing?" He replied, "Why should you care? Am I not drilling under me?" They replied, "The water is flooding the boat." As we've explained above, because the reckless are immersed in self-love, their acts create a wall of steel that detains those who keep the Torah from even beginning to keep the Torah and mitzvot as they should be kept. Now we will clarify the words of Rabbi Eliezer and son of Rabbi Shimon, who says, since the world is judged by the majority and the individual is judged by the majority, if one performs one mitzvah, blessed be he, for he sentences himself and the entire world to a scale of merit. If he commits one sin, woe unto him, for he sentences himself and the entire world to a scale of demerit.
Meaning here there's another problem. It's not enough that we all need to be connected, but rather there is one responsibility for everyone here. As if I do a certain transgression or mitzvah, or I'm doing some kind of disconnection, I am judging this, everyone, each and every part, to do the same part. That's how it is. Meaning the Arvut is total for everyone. We don't even know this. In nature, there isn't. But in the spiritual nature, yes. Because the spiritual nature is the body where the connections are between everyone in, how should we say, they're ideal connections. They're, well, other than perfect, how should we say, whole. And that's why if one breaks that law of connection, then everyone gets broken also that way. Therefore, there isn't so much of a... Well, we can now understand why the world is so bad and complicated, where even though we didn't yet receive the opportunity to complete things, but nevertheless each operates on others. Therefore this Arvut is there and it is valid in the whole world. And who's to blame? Those who have this rule of Arvut in their hands and must bring it to the whole world. Next.
As it is said, but one sinner destroys much good.
To lose much because he could influence in a positive way to all of reality, and instead he is losing that because he's influencing in a bad way to all of reality.
We see that Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Shimon, takes the issue of the Arvut even further, for he says, the world is judged by its majority. This is because he thinks it is not enough for one nation to receive the Torah and Mitzvot. Either he came to this opinion by observing reality, for we see that the end has not yet come, or he received it from his teachers. The text also supports him, as it promises us that at the time of redemption, the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and also all nations shall flow unto him. In many more verses. That is the reason he conditioned the Arvut in the participation of the entire world. It shows that an individual cannot come to the desired goal by observing Torah and Mitzvot, if not through the aid of all the people in the world.
Meaning, until the whole world will be corrected, each of us won't be corrected to the end either.
Thus, every mitzvah that one performs affects the whole world. It is like a person who weighs beans on a scale. Just like each and every bean one puts on the scale induces the final desired decision, so each mitzvah that the individual performs before the whole earth is full of the knowledge develops the before the earth, whole earth is full of the knowledge, develops the world in that direction. It is said, but one sinner destroys much good. It means that one sinning reduces the weight on the scale, as though that person took back the beans and he had put on the scale. By that, again, as though that person took back the beans that he had put on the scale. By that, one turns the world backwards.
Questions? Yes, Dudi.
Who judges the whole world? The individual or the group?
The individual. The individual, through the group, through the world, judges them all. Each of us is responsible. Anyone is responsible. But you could say, one of a group, how is he responsible if the group doesn't influence him? Right? But we start from one. You can't move to the group if there is no group.
The individual...
Who gets the punishment? The individual or the group?
Both.
Both, but where do they start with? With the individual.
Can the individual turn the whole world back, his thoughts and everything?
That's what he wants to say. Yes, you need to do, what is it? You're in a group. How much you need to influence them to be in Arvut? Did someone say to you that you need to succeed? The Creator is one who is not succeeding.
They gave you an opportunity to raise money. You have to raise it. You have to pray for the others. That's it. So if you did it according to the state that you were given, okay. If you did not do it, accordingly, you have to be punished. What is punishment? A greater negative awakening. So you would do it. Perform the action. What's the effect of the influence of the individual versus the effect of the collective Israel that works in the world? I don't know how to say it. I don't know if I can explain it, but I must say that one or the whole world, those are one and the same. The same, one and the same. For me, was the world created. I must feel myself responsible for the whole world.
We said before that we want the Arvut because we want the Creator, and all the rest want the Arvut in order to run away from their suffering.
Yes.
The question is it only in the first stage to run away from suffering, then they will also want the Creator?
Yes and no. It's not important to me. I have to do the job. I don't know what will be at the end. I can't talk. No.
Dnieper. New York.
The world is judged by its majority. So what's the matter of the... what's the matter of unity? If the world is judged after its majority, so what is the matter of unity?
Unity? Quality?
Equality.
Quantity and quality. Ah. The world is judged after the majority. That's with respect to the general correction, yes, and so what's the matter of quality?
What is the matter of quality?
But the result has to be quantitative and then becomes quality. The quality is the level or the intensity of the revelation of the Creator, and it depends also on the quantity. How can we multiply quantity times quality and receive the level of the revelation of the Creator? I'll try to explain this formula next time. Today I'm not so... I'm not feeling so well. Wait, Seth, ask next time. It's a good question. We have to clarify it. Where are we?
We're on the heading, why was the Torah given to Israel?
Let's finish that.
Now we can answer the question, why the Torah was given to the Israeli nation without the participation of all the nations of the world. The truth is that the purpose of creation applies to the entire human race, none absent. However, because of the lowness of the nature of creation and its power over people, it was impossible for people to be able to understand, determine, and agree to rise above it. They did not demonstrate the desire to relinquish self-love and come from equivalence of form, to equivalence of form, which is adhesion with his attributes. As our sages said, as he is merciful, so you be merciful.
Meaning the structure is nevertheless not a round one, a circular one. Rather, everyone is different, and we must have that difference because the Creator and the creature are different. And then the creature, as much as it's close to or further from the Creator, has to be different in its qualities, and the same for all the created beings between them. And that's why there's the matter of mutual complementation.
Thus, because of their ancestral merit, Israel succeeded.
Meaning, there are such parts in the soul of Adam HaRishon that are closer to the light, more sensitive to the influence of the light. Therefore, they are drawn to it, and that's why they're called Israel, Yeshakel, straight to the Creator.
And over 400 years they developed and became qualified and sentenced themselves to a scale of merit. Each and every member of the nation agreed to love this fellow man, his fellow man, being a small and single nation among 70 great nations. When there are 100 Gentiles or more for every one of Israel. When they had taken upon themselves to love their fellow person, the Torah was then given specifically to qualify the Israeli nation.
Meaning, for the time being, we're taking the chosen few, meaning the most sensitive souls to the influence of the light. When the light influences, the souls awaken. Nobody selects them according to any other criteria. Rather, only according to the proximity of the reaction to the light that influences them. Therefore, they felt that they needed to move towards Abraham. They started to feel this influence and they responded to it, to his clarion. And that's why they come first to connection between them, to Arvut, and then they need to bestow this connection and Arvut to all the other nations.
However, the Israeli nation was to be a transition. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by keeping the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentenced themselves to a scale of merit, then the Messiah will be revealed. That is because the role of the Messiah is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of adhesion with him, but to teach the ways of God to all the nations, as the verse says, and all the nations will flow unto him.
Meaning we must come to adhesion in the Creator on the one hand, connection with all the rest who are not awakening on the other hand, until we pull them and bring them also to adhesion. This is the role of all those guys, all those who received an awakening towards the revelation of the Creator called Yashar Kel Israel.
About dissemination, yesterday I got to disseminate a verse that took me 2 minutes. It took me an hour and 40 minutes. So the ego really was playing with me without me even noticing. All of a sudden I'm waking up that I'm doing something completely else. So the question is, how do you do this faster and not waste time?
I don't know. This you have to consult with the friends here. Maybe they have some experience. It's not a question according to the text. I'm asking to ask according to what everyone is interested in hearing, and not just you. Nepper?
Yes. Thank you, Rav. We're always talking about Arvut inside the world Kli. On the other hand, we are dependent on it in the whole world. Can we attain Arvut within the world Kli or within the group? How does one influence the other? And Bala Sulam attained an individual correction, meaning he was guarantor to the whole world, whereas all the others in the world, you could say, rejected him.
That's true. All the others rejected him, and he attained the proximity, the revelation, the adhesion in the Creator. That's the soul. It's a kind of soul. You have the role or the job that a soul is given and has to carry it out. Each and everyone has an individual role, special role, and together with that, we need to see how we are carrying out the general role. If I'm in a group, the group where the Creator brought us to this group, as it's written in the article, Freedom, then I have to do it. And first of all, my intermingling, my inclusion in the group, as much as I'm able to incorporate in the group and truly bestow to them, influence them, accordingly I will discover how much the groups should be together, because it's not enough the force that exists in one group. And even the group that I have here, let's say, before me I have 50 small groups, 50 tens, it's not important. They too are lacking additional connection with the groups outside in Israel and abroad, because we are already in the last generation. It is our obligation to be connected on as wide an area as possible. We have to connect between us on all sides. It's all one body. And the Rosh, Toch, Sof, it all depends, all interconnected, has to be interconnected in the same soul, the same body. That's why for me, one is sitting in Nepper or Jerusalem, Poland, Hungary, I see Czech, Slovakia, Moscow, Ashkelon, many I can't read from here, all the groups, Salt Lake City, in short, guys, it's enough. Baltic, French, Romania, Hungary, Astana, of course, I see. A lot. Very pleasant to see 7 people there. So what am I trying to say? We have to connect across an area, and their quantity and quality connect and multiply one another. Oh, it's Turkey. Very nice. In short, we'll learn in this way. We'll continue the Congress as much as possible in each and every weekday until we come to a state where we can have it in an even greater level, intensity, and I think that in this way we'll perform a more correct connection between us. For the time being, I'm canceling our Congress in Mexico and in North America. I think we should have only one big Congress in Israel here in February. And all the other congresses will be virtual. I must say about it today because it's possible that friends are going and looking for a space for those congresses in New York for sure. They need 6 months in advance to rent a place. So I'm saying the Congress is canceled in the United States and the same time in Mexico and Monterrey. We will have virtual congresses as we just had. According to the results of what I see, according to what I see, we've attained above and beyond all the other congresses, all the other kinds of congresses. Even when I was running around the world, I would never attain even a small percentage of that. We had connection, we had a sensation, we reached a new connection, and now we'll study for a few days. We started, and we'll learn additional new topics, more internal, that belong to spirituality, and in this way we will ascend and ascend, rise and rise. That's what I wanted to say. We're inviting you all to come to us to the big Congress here in February in Israel. What a question there. No, not Jerusalem. Someone else there. That's a group from abroad. I'm extremely unhappy with those sitting on the switchboard. They're not willing to show us what we need to see in order to be connected. Okay, questions here?
No.
Nothing. Yes, Niv?
There's a practical question. Many times after the convention, we hear the lessons of the convention, a few times after that, and kind of absorb it.
Nice.
The question is there time now, and is there also advice to hear the morning lesson throughout the day?
I wouldn't re-listen the morning lesson to the morning lesson. I give this lesson because I have to give it, but half of our friends are in various jobs, and I'm inviting you and telling you it's more important than the lessons. Anyone, I'm saying it seriously to everyone, anyone who wants to do himself a big favor, please, it's only by participating in this general work that we have to do before us. This is connection above all the studies. And now I'm taking off for a few days. So in short, next week and the week after, so 2 weeks, I will barely be here in Israel. And when I get back, we will start in practice and all seriousness, the new topic. For the time being, do all the jobs you have to do. And I'm sorry, today I'm a little No, they will come.
Thank you to our TV viewers and good day.
But again, more important to re-listen to the Congress, and also when I'm not here, you have an opportunity, you can repeat it. You absorb from there the connection, the impression from everyone. And here, you only study with your intellect. And there, you study with a general vessel. There's no comparison. Good luck.
Rav.
Please, sorry. No blessings, question.
He writes, each of the members of the nation, so I have a question about that. Rav, I noticed that we learn once individual and once in the general. The question is, when will we come to a state where it doesn't matter what we study the system with the operation manual of tests?
We're learning that. What do you want? We're learning it.
Not to put a special emphasis, no matter what we're learning the operation of tests.
All the time. What else do you have? No, that's it. Leave something for tomorrow.
Thank you very much. The fundamentals of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're happy to invite you to an acquaintance with the wisdom of Kabbalah. These evenings will take place all over the country, 30 shekel for entrance with RSVPs. Details at KABCOIL or on 1-700-509-209. Thank you and good day. And now a song.
שלי